In this short episode, Josh answers some questions we didn't ask in last week's interview. Who surprised him? And who's made him reevaluate himself? And the differences when training celebrities with time and money versus normal everyday clients he also trains. Please enjoy this short bonus episode with Joshua Holland. Josh, who have you met that's most surprised you?
Well, I've met a lot of people in my life and in my career that has surprised me in different ways. Some of the first ones that come to mind is probably Madonna. But all the things that I ever knew or thought I knew about celebrities or that type of powerful person, it almost all kind of went out the window when I met her. Like, she was unlike what I expected. Everything you see in the media is not always the truth or always what it seems. But when I met her, she was very, very sweet, kind, funny. You know, she allowed me into her home, and so she was very, very hospitable and loyal. And I mean, just all these things, I can go on and on and on. Someone else I met that was also very, it was a kind of a surprising moment, is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, because I didn't know who Pink Floyd was.
And less of a public profile than Madonna.
Yeah, yeah.
So your preconceptions as to who he was and
right,
what to expect were maybe a little bit different.
Definitely different. And like, not many people, at least in my circles, know who Roger Waters, like what the name Roger Waters means. And then you might get a few more to say, oh, okay, Pink Floyd. But even for me, you know, it was like three levels down and I still was like, who? But
you come from Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I guess I just grew up in a much different world. I grew up in R&B and hip hop, and I grew up in the South and the Midwest, and I was kind of right in between the East Coast and the West Coast, and rock, classic rock wasn't my vibe at all. But again, like when I met Madonna, meeting Roger, and then eventually seeing for the first time, I remember going to Desert Trip. I don't know if you know much about Desert Trip, but that was once in a lifetime, two weekends of like the greats of the greats, all performing in Coachella Valley. So for me, that was just like, whoa, okay, wait a minute. He closed the entire thing. So it's like, okay, I know Rolling Stones, I know Paul McCartney, I know all these, but like, Roger Waters is the one that's closing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, there's something
it's a real
to
deal.
This. Yeah. So, you know, it just goes on and on and on, but, you know, I've met some amazing people.
What about the similarities between them, between Madonna and Roger Waters? What can you draw?
Great question.
From the two of them?
I would definitely say work ethic and vision. I think whatever the vision is, I'm not saying that, you know, they have the same vision, but the fact that they have a very, very clear vision as to what they want out of life and how they plan on carrying it out. And I've also noticed that both of them will do whatever it takes to work with the best in order to carry out that vision. And I guess you could call this a pat on my own back, but if you have the opportunity to work with someone at that level, chances are you are at the top of your game, or they at least see something in you that makes you such.
Yeah, I suppose as well, they're both defying conventions of the way we think about age, probably Roger more so than Madonna, because he's been touring at age 77.
Yeah, I think he will be 77.
Yeah.
He's
up there. So that's not exactly a stroll in the park, a 2-year tour.
Yeah. And a lot of people were telling me along the tour, they were telling me that, you know, because this was my first tour. In fact, this was his first tour taking a trainer with him. And many people along the tour were saying, wow, this is probably the best in shape that we've seen him. So instead of what happens normally on a tour, which is a person kind of disintegrates, if you will, or they start to lose their quote unquote fitness throughout the grueling tours.
He was getting fitter.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so it was quite surprising to see. And I was very, very happy to be involved with it.
Amazing. So one of our final questions is, who's made you reevaluate yourself?
Wow. I don't think there's any one person for sure. I mean, that's an easy answer, but a very difficult one to answer. Mm-hmm. Because,
or different facets of different people's characters that made you reevaluate who you are, the standards you live by.
I love when I see people who work really, really hard and don't let anyone kind of get them off their path. Mm-hmm. It inspires me to see it, you know? And I mentioned someone that you guys should get on the show is my roommate Loic, and he has a great story. Somebody else that I have to mention for sure is my great pal, Oscar Isaac.
Oh, the actor.
Yeah, and he's a very, very good friend of mine.
I saw him in a movie on Netflix on Friday night.
Triple Frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I trained him for that movie.
Ah, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah, so I've worked with Oscar for quite some time, and you know what's interesting is he's one of the people that I really hesitate calling a client because he's way more than that to me. You know, he's a very good friend. He's someone I look up to as a father, as a friend, as a client. I mean, he carries out all of this, right? And I get the chance to watch this all unfold. You know, I get to see how wonderful of a husband he is. I get to see how wonderful of a dad he is. I get to see all of this in real time because watching him handle all the different facets of his life, because, you know, we started out, the reason why I met him is because Madonna hired him for her movie WE.
Oh, right.
And he was the lead character, or one of the lead characters, and he had to do a role where he had this sex scene with the actress, and he needed to be fit. And she can crack the whip quite easily and say, hey, look, you need to get in shape. Not that he wasn't in shape, because he was in pretty good shape, but for what she envisioned,
her expectations,
right? Kind of
which
back,
are high.
Yeah, yeah, right, back to the vision thing, mm-hmm. right? She's just like, Josh, I think I'm going to send you to Mexico. He's shooting a movie in Mexico right now. I want you to go and train this actor. And he and I hit it off from the moment we met. And so we've literally been friends ever since. And I've trained him basically for every single movie since then. You know, and there's obviously some movies that he doesn't need like full training for. But then there are movies that he does need a lot of training for, like Star Wars and X-Men and Ex Machina and Drive. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all like movies that I really had a great time diving in. And we're now doing training for a new movie coming up called Dune. So, yeah.
As like in Dune, the book Dune.
I would assume so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
I hope they get it right this time.
Yeah, well, I literally just came from training him just now. So, you know, it's just like it to be able to be alongside someone like this, he makes me, like on a day-to-day basis, like almost reevaluate what I'm doing. Because just when I think things get tough or when I get overwhelmed and busy, I look at him and he's ram-packed. I mean, every minute of every day is accounted for, mm-hmm. but he just cruises right through as if it's, yeah, I got this.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay, great answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we met last week, you were talking about training Madonna and also Roger Waters. And afterwards, Bettina, our producer, made the good point about how different is it when you're training someone that's a celebrity, that's got the time, the dedication, versus just someone that might rock up at 432 House and be your normal person?
I think it's a very good question, and it's something that I literally deal with, you know, in real time. It's what I deal with all the time. In fact, I don't like it when people think that I only train celebrities and very wealthy people. You know, I train everyone, and I want to be available.
You train my friend Sandra.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Oh, she's a celebrity in her own lifetime, but there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like I want to be as available as possible to everyone because, first of all, it challenges me. Right. Every new person that I train, whether it be an older population or a special population with injuries or kids or male and female, prenatal, postnatal, like I have experience in all of it. So the more differences in variety I get, the more challenging it is for me, which makes my job fun. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know something, I will go and find out. I like to work with doctors and physical therapists and things like that. But to answer your question, I like to start first and foremost asking a person what is their goal. Mm-hmm. And then going two or three or four questions deep to find out what their real goal is. Because there's a lot of people who will give me this sort of fabricated answer that's like, well, I want to lose weight. I mean, I've maybe said this before on podcasts, especially my own podcast, but, you know, if you want to just lose weight, well, you know, let me save you the time and the money.
Starts in the kitchen after all, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, or let's just cut off your right foot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that'll give you some weight or take off all your clothes. You lost some weight. Pay me my money and see you next week, right? But what kind of weight do you want to lose? Do you want to lose weight? And what's the reason for losing weight? Are you losing weight because it's medically advised for you to do so? Let me see your doctor's note and let's talk about that. Or is it you want to lose weight because you want to look better in your clothes? Well, there's the defining factor, look better in your clothes. So let's not even talk about weight anymore.
Yeah.
Let's get it off the table. So my goal is to kind of sift through the BS. You know, I want to find out, why is it that you're here? You know, like, if you're truly here just because you saw me on social media or you see that I work with a Victoria's Secret model and you want to kind of, you know, show your friends that you're actually training, but you're really not, then I can work with that as well, right? I'll give you some good videos and photos to post, but like, let's treat this situation. Let's not waste anyone's time. Let's treat this situation for exactly what it is. If you really want to get healthy, then let's dig deep and let's do it. Because it really is that simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. It is simple.
Okay, folks, that's it for this week. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating. Just go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever podcast player you listen. And remember, stay curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.